Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, a group of innovative youngsters from Waterford High School in St. Catherine are proposing to use modern technology to help fight radio larceny. And later, our proverb of the day. We'll hear more in just a moment. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Jamaican farmers are in fear of one of the most prevalent crimes affecting the agricultural sector, radio larceny. Radio larceny is the theft of agricultural produce or livestock from a farm, and in 2013 alone, approximately 559 cases were reported. Only 59 were resolved. To address the issue, four students from Waterford High School in St. Catherine, Cardia Williams, Kima Anderson, Fanny Grant, and Chanel Allen have designed an anti-radio larceny device under the guidance of their science teacher, Tara Rankin. The fifth form students are hoping that through the device, they'll help rid farm theft once and for all.
In Jamaican Caribbean, a theft radio larceny is very, very common, and we chose to use it to help farmers and others with their problems.
Kima Anderson says the device can stop thieves by triggering an alarm with flashing lights.
It is placed on a farm around your livestock, and whenever a trespasser comes on your farm to try to remove anything from your farm, whenever he steps on the land, it is give off an alarm, and it also activates a camera. An alarm sound will stay on for 15 minutes and then deactivate itself and then reactivate itself after 15 minutes.
The student explains that farmers can also connect the system's motion sensor camera to mobile phones via the internet to monitor activities on their farms.
So you would have to have internet at the farmer's house, also service on your cellular phone, because this message will be sent through email. With this message, you can view the farm anywhere you are on your cellular phone and see if it's a false alarm or if somebody's actually on the farm. From that point, you can contact the police station or any nearby securities.
The students were at the fourth staging of Catalyst Youth Innovators competition in Kingston recently. Their goal is for the idea to be transformed into a viable business venture, which can assist farmers in protecting crops and livestock from criminals. The proverb for this morning is, every day bucket go well, one day the bottom must drop out. Translation, every day a bucket goes to the well, over time the bottom will give way. This means that if every day one keeps doing wrong in secret, one day the truth will be revealed.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
That's a wrap for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown and Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.